Greetings, this is podcast number 2 from Jack Clark of TheRationalRadical.com, www.TheRationalRadical.com. Today's subject is going to be FDR, Rush Limbaugh, and psychopaths like the BTK killer. Now, if you listen to most right-wingers, they'll protest, oh, we don't want to destroy social programs. We want to keep the safety net. We just want to make it more efficient and have it work better. Now, is that really true? I'd like you to listen to something. Take a listen.
Roosevelt is dead. His policies may live on, but we're in the process of doing something about that as well.
You know who that was? Listen one more time.
Roosevelt is dead. His policies may live on, but we're in the process of doing something about that as well.
Yes, that was head cheerleader for the right wing, Rush Limbaugh. He was, for a rare change, speaking the truth. He must have really been feeling his oats that day to admit something like that, and to sound so gleeful about it. I don't know when that recording was made. Maybe if it was during his active addiction period, he had taken an especially large number of OxyContin pills that day. But I digress. Getting back on point, you know, some people write into my website and they complain, oh, why are you so angry? Can't you be more civil? What are you so mad about? Well, you know, if the debate with right-wingers was something like, what night we will keep the library open late, should it be Monday night or Thursday night? Hey, I could be very civil. We could have a debate, maybe even get a little angry with each other. Even call each other some names. And then afterwards, go out for a beer, or a bite to eat, or whatever. And it's not a big deal, because whenever night the library stays open, whether it's one night or the other, it ain't gonna kill me, and it ain't gonna kill you, and it ain't gonna kill anybody else. On the other hand, if the right-wing agenda goes through, which is to reverse the New Deal, that will kill people. That will cause human suffering. Now, what are these Roosevelt programs that we're talking about, these New Deal programs? I typed into Google list of New Deal programs, and the two main ones that are relevant for our purposes are the Social Security Act and the, let me see what it's called here, the Fair Labor Standards Act. As you know, the Social Security Act provides an insurance program for the elderly and financial assistance for the disabled, which actually is a full third of the program. The Fair Labor Standards Act, that established a maximum normal work week of 40 hours and also established a minimum wage. We also need to understand that when Rush and the rest of the right-wingers talk about rolling back the New Deal, he's not just talking about rolling back the programs that Roosevelt himself established when he was alive. He's also talking about elements of the social safety net that came after Roosevelt's program based on the judicial and legislative precedents set by the New Deal. So we're talking about things like Medicare and Medicaid and other programs that basically help suffering people. So when right-wingers, Rush, and the rest of them talk about ending the New Deal programs, they're not talking about changing the night of the week that the library is open late. No, they're talking about the elderly poverty rate doubling or tripling from what it is now because Social Security cut it by that much. They're talking about people who are now getting Medicare or Medicaid. In other words, getting health care and hospitalization and other things necessary to save their lives and their health. Not getting them anymore. They're talking about people being forced to work more than 40 hours a week without getting overtime. They're talking about the end of the minimum wage. So if you can find someone who'll work for 50 cents an hour, Well, great, let him work for that. If he starves, who cares? We don't care. The society doesn't care. That's what these right-wingers are all about. Does the right-wing offer anything in the place of these programs? Well, you know, they say, oh no, we don't want these people to suffer. And then the right-wingers offer some vague platitudes about, oh, private charity will pull up the slack, or the economy will expand and these people will be okay. I don't know how that helps the elderly or children without medical care, or the disabled who can't work, but in any event, the right wing really offers nothing in its place. These programs that the right wants to destroy are called collectively the safety net. Basically, it protects people who would otherwise fall to their death without a safety net. Again, children, the disabled, the mentally ill, the impoverished. In other words, these are the least of these that these right-wingers, many of whom declare themselves to be such faithful Christians, these are the least of these that these right-wingers apparently forget that Jesus commanded us to help, without any excuses, just to help them. In Matthew 25, the parable of the sheep and the goats. What's the explanation for this behavior of right-wingers? They seem to want to just increase human suffering and death. A little digression. When I was in high school, I thought a lot of people didn't want to talk to me. You know, the cool people. So I kind of shunned them myself. About 25 years later, I was talking to someone from my high school class. And they said to me, you know, Jack, you know, people thought of you as a cold, heartless bastard. And I was astounded. I said, what do you mean? Well, you know, it didn't seem like you wanted to talk to anybody. You were just very standoffish. And I said, gee, that's interesting. I thought that's how they felt towards me. I was just going along with the program, so to speak. Well, I think that this description of being a cold, heartless bastard, I think that applies perfectly to the right-wingers, and that's the basis of all their behavior. In fact, I think it's even worse than being a cold, heartless bastard. I think they're literally, collectively, and probably individually, Rush Limbaugh and the rest of them, they're actually at a psychopathic level of behavior. Like a true sociopath, they kill without remorse. The problem is that they have no empathy. They cannot put themselves in the shoes of another. And they can therefore harm other people without the slightest flicker of their conscience. You may have heard some recent stories about the BTK killer, the guy in, I forgot what state it is, who would bind, torture, and kill, therefore BTK, his victims. In court, he seems to just have a complete lack of remorse. He doesn't even seem to know he did anything wrong. He describes what he did in a cold, clinical manner. I have here a newspaper clipping where a detective recalled interviewing him. Quote, it was like we were talking over a coffee, as if he were relaying a fishing story. What does that remind you of? That reminds me of the cold clinical manner in which Rush Limbaugh and other right-wingers often describe how they're going to destroy New Deal social programs. And they don't offer anything in their place to help the people who were being helped by those programs and whose lives were being saved. Here's something else I read about the BTK killer. It said that he mimicked his victims' protests as, quote, yada, yada, yada. Those are the words he used, yada, yada, yada. When I read that, I was immediately reminded of what George Bush did when facing the pleas for clemency of a woman scheduled to be executed in Texas. This was a woman, I think her name was Carla Faye Tucker, whom the Pope and all kinds of other prominent people had asked Bush to spare, but he said no, she was going to be executed. And there was a report that Bush would, in a mocking tone, mimic her and say something like, "Oh, please help me, please save me, please don't kill me." Imagine a governor of a state mocking a prisoner who's pleading for clemency. There is, of course, a difference between the BTK killer and right-wingers like Rush Limbaugh. The BTK killer kills his victims individually by his own hand on a, you might call it, a retail basis. Those like Rush Limbaugh, with the policies they advocate, seek to kill their victims on a wholesale basis with their words. Others will do the dirty work for them. Others will cut off the medical programs and dismantle the safety net. Rush just has to talk about it. You might want to draw a parallel here with Rush's performance, or lack thereof, in the Vietnam War. I understand he was a big supporter of it, but no, he didn't go fight. He got a medical deferment. Rush let others do the dirty work for him that he thought needed to be done. A true chicken hawk. But perhaps I digress. So the basic thing is, with the BTK killer and with Rush Limbaugh and other right-wingers, in both cases their complete lack of empathy, their sociopathic level lack of empathy, leads to misery and death for others. In the case of Limbaugh and the right-wingers, people who would otherwise be okay if the programs that are being dismantled were not dismantled. I know that one study in 2004 by the National Academy of Sciences said that every year in the United States, 18,000 people die because of lack of medical insurance. Essentially because since they didn't have medical insurance, they waited too long to go to the doctor or the emergency room, and it was too late. If that many people die, you can only imagine how many people suffer needlessly with a worse case of the disease, or were disabled when they didn't have to be, because they didn't have adequate medical care and checkups and the other standard medical procedures that so many of us take for granted because we have medical insurance and we can go to the doctor whenever we think it's important that we do so. Now, these 18,000 deaths and the extra unnecessary suffering and misery that I've just discussed, that's just because of holes in our safety net. Imagine the death toll and the suffering and misery that would ensue if there was no safety net like the right wing wants. What would the yearly death toll be then? 180,000? I don't know, but it would just be unimaginable, except for a right-winger. So the sociopaths, the psychopaths like the BTK killer and Rush Limbaugh and other right-wingers, they all can kill because of their lack of empathy for their victim. Now let's discuss what is the driving force that leads them to want to kill. Even though you have no empathy, doesn't mean you're going to want to kill somebody. Why do they do it? With those like the BTK killer, the standard opinion is they get some perverse psychological pleasure. It could even be a psychosexual pleasure. Perhaps that's in contrast to the right-wingers like Rush Limbaugh. The traditional knock on them is the reason they pursue the policies they do is sort of a demonic level of greed, which makes them want to aggrandize unto themselves an ever-expanding share of the country's, indeed of the entire planet's, wealth. The top 10% of people in the United States, and this is according to the government's own statistics, own 70% of the wealth. That's to say, 1 out of 10 people have 70% of the wealth. How much more do they want? Do they want 80%, 90%, 95%? Do they want 100%? They have everything, and 90% of the people could have nothing. That's certainly what it seems like. But still, there's something else going on. The gleeful way that the right wing goes about propagandizing for their position. In fact, listen to Rush again.
Roosevelt is dead. His policies may live on, but we're in the process of doing something about that as well.
You hear that just glee in his voice? The thrill he's getting? He's just excited about the thought of rolling back the New Deal. Of making all these programs just as dead as Roosevelt. Could Rush and the others really work up such strong feelings about something like government efficiency and the like? I think there's something else going on there. To tell you the truth, I'd really be interested in having a competent team of psychiatrists or whoever else would do such an evaluation. Evaluate, you know, meet with, interview Rush Limbaugh and all these other right-wing thugs, and figure out what is the actual basis of their advocating these policies. Maybe it's not just greed and that they want a lot of stuff. Maybe they, just like a BTK killer, get some kind of a perverse psychological pleasure in causing, in knowing that the words can lead to increased human suffering and death. I wouldn't be surprised if that was what was underlying a lot of their motivation, at least on a subconscious level. They'd, of course, deny it, but it has to be assumed that you want the reasonably to be expected results of your actions, and their actions will inevitably lead to suffering and death, and of large numbers of people. Well, the only thing that I have left is to just wonder and ask you for suggestions out there. What would you call these right-wingers who demonstrate such glee in making people miserable and making them suffer and die? I use the terms psychopath and sociopath. Those are usually used, you know, the public thinks of those as being one-on-one basis kind of guys. These right-wingers are mass level, mass numbers of people, killers. So what would you call them? Mass psychopaths? Political psychopaths? A socio-political psychopath? I don't know, none of those have the right ring to them. I'll have to think about it and see if I get any suggestions. I'd like to mention that the clip of Rush Limbaugh that I used is played all the time by Tom Hartman on his radio program, and in fact, that's where I got it from. If you don't know about Tom Hartman, he has just about the best progressive radio show out there, and he's probably the smartest and certainly the most knowledgeable radio host on the right or left. So you can go to TomHartman.com to find out how you can get his broadcasts. They're available on the internet in all kinds of different ways. Well, that's it for now, and I'll sign off and say I love you all, even you right-wing pieces of crap.